100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
We're back, how are we?
It's going to be a great day. I can feel it today.
Oh, I know you can feel it. You know what else we can feel?
What's that?
There's air conditioning that's back. Yay!
Stephen
is very happy today.
Yeah, I have been cranky. I do apologise, guys.
It's been the rotisserie chicken vibe in here for a couple of days.
Didn't smell good, though.
No. Not in the good way. That's right. The seasoning was different. and it was tinged with mild anger around the studio.
Hey, no more.
Which is not the flavour I like.
Onwards and upwards. That's what I say.
Definitely, definitely. We are cool, which means it's going to be a great show. What did everyone get up to yesterday? Anything exciting?
I had a really annoying afternoon yesterday afternoon. So I nearly got in another car accident coming home. Because, you know, people are just very reckless when it comes to roundabouts and intersections. But other than that, when I came home, Dad was doing, like, the full housework, and my family takes it very seriously.
So you said this before. It's like a big family affair, isn't it?
It's a deep clean, like a spring clean every week. So I came
home. That sounds annoying.
The house was in disarray, so I had to just jump in and...
Join in, because you're getting a bit of free bed and board at the moment, yeah. So you're obliged to, aren't you?
Silver lining, though, Dad had his earphones on. He loves to listen to his 50s and 60s rock and roll, right? So he was just dancing and singing all over the house and in the backyard. It was very funny.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's a bit of a win. What did you do, Stephen? Anything exciting?
I went to the gym for a bit. I was on cooking duty last night.
Oh. So
made up a little, like, sausage and leek pie.
Yeah.
That was all right.
That's
was
a
okay.
good one.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, nothing super special. Won't be rushing to cook it again, but it was edible. No one, you know.
No one died.
Over and died. So it's a win in my book. What about you, Creevo?
Got a new, second-hand couch. Swap couch.
Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah. The other one was, like, not tall enough at the back. It looked great. Mm. A bit of a... it'd be good if you were shorter, like, stature.
Yeah, right.
Like, very comfortable when you first sit on it, and then you're like, we're too tall for this
couch. Your back's not supported enough.
Yeah, so we've swapped out, and odds. I'm very happy with the new one. So comfortable.
There you go.
So that was yesterday. You know, you get the old one out the way and get the new one in and give it a vacuum. New secondhand.
Look at that. Furniture chat to start your Tuesday morning.
You weren't expecting it.
What else would you want?
But honestly. I bet you loved it, is all I'll say.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Big news in Mayfield Park. There's, for about 6 months, there's been this sinkhole at the side of the park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all they've had is one solitary traffic cone stopping anything from going in it.
Yeah, of course. The super cone.
Yeah. They've put up two panels of fence around it.
Wow.
So big development. They're recognising it's there. And then a fence has been put up. Will any filling in be done in the next 6 months?
Highly doubtful.
Unlikely now there's a fence around it.
I imagine there will be a meeting to discuss if a meeting is needed to fix the sinkhole.
And perhaps see if any petitions have been raised.
Yeah.
And then maybe sort that out with another meeting.
Roll my eyes. Actually, not a slower process in the world, is there? They're getting something like that fixed.
It is impossible.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
You coward. You think you just insult me and press the button and you're not going to have to get any repercussions for that?
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, I'm not looking at that side of the desk. Morning, Jackie. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
That's good to hear. I've heard a very special bit of fashion's been nicked from Charlestown.
Yes, it has. So a local charity, Core Ethics, in their sustainable fashion design competition for 2024, one of the finalists' dresses has been stolen from Charlestown Square.
It's so odd, isn't it? Why? Who's stolen, like, somebody's homemade fashion for a competition?
I know, exactly.
A competitor, maybe, is the only thing I can think of.
Oh,
in the competition.
Yeah.
Detective Primo. That is speculation, isn't it?
That is, of course, just something I've made up. But have a think about it.
Well, because I guess the value of it is just as much as someone's willing to pay, because it's not like a designer label or anything, is it?
Exactly, yeah. So they were auctioning it off on March 13th, so it hasn't even won the competition, hasn't been valued or auctioned off or anything yet.
That's so odd.
Do we know at all whereabouts it was stolen from in Charlestown? Like, was it on display somewhere? Or?
Yeah, so it was on display in Charlestown Square. I myself haven't seen it there, so I'm not exactly sure where. But yes, it was on display.
That's so weird. Like, someone just nicked it in broad daylight on display in Charlestown.
And maybe somebody who is really into fashion and went, that's a one of a kind. You know how, like, some people in fashion, they want the exclusive drop or whatever.
Mm.
Like, no one else in the world will have this, and then I must have it for my own collection.
You're quite fashionable, Ari.
Yeah.
I am quite fashionable when I want to be.
Yeah, I've seen...
Better than you, Stephen.
Have you been around Charlestown recently?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Do you own any new one-of-a-kind dresses that you have?
No.
Okay. Oh, well, we can rule out Ari, cross her off the list.
Well, they are saying that if it just shows up at the service desk, then they won't say anything if it just anonymously shows up. But they are urging people to contact Crime Stoppers if they know anything.
There we go.
This is how they get you. Yeah. No, you won't get in trouble if you
yeah. yourself in. Yeah, there's no CCTV at a place like Charlestown, so you won't be caught on camera or anything.
Completely anonymous.
Yeah.
Okay, moving away from fashion, but keeping in line with the crime, there's been some luxury cars stolen by teenagers.
Yes, there has been. So a group of teenagers has been arrested following pursuit of stolen luxury cars. That's a Hyundai Santa Fe and a BMW X1.
Not bad.
They've pulled about seven teenagers from the vehicle and they've been arrested after allegedly speeding off, leading officers on a wild chase of 130 kilometres.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and according to police, the driver then rammed into one of their cars. That's when the chase was then pulled off.
Oh, no good.
And then they've come back with some road spikes to catch him.
Just quickly, is this the one that kind of started off near, like, Edgeworth Cameron Parkway and ended up, like, in Sandy Hollow, or...?
Yes, it is.
Oh, interesting.
That's a long way.
That's a journey, isn't it?
Yeah, wow. Well, I'm glad they've been caught, because, car theft, no good.
I didn't realise as well Newcastle become part of Queensland.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking, especially with the stolen cars.
Well, similar, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
Maybe they're moving
Stop
south.
Cars.
Yeah.
That is a top message. Good one, Stephen.
UFM.
The Novos.
Dr. Zeus and Disney, move over, because there's been some incredible brand new species found under the sea over the past 2 months that would give their animations and illustrations a bit of a run for its money, I reckon.
I love this.
Yeah, so basically,
new species discovered.
That's it. So researchers have recently discovered a massive amount, up to 100 new marine species, as well as a gigantic underwater mountain after exploring the deep sea off the coast of Chile.
Oh, it's an exotic part of the world, isn't it?
And you should see some. I implore you to go and look at some of the photos on the internet. So the Washington Post reports discoveries of different fish. There's also a ton of different corals and also lobster-like looking fellas. It's very interesting.
Oh, I bet they're delicious.
They're a bit spiky. But I was, doing a bit of a deep digging, and it's about 14,000 feet under the sea that they've found all of these creatures.
Oh, it's pretty deep.
Seems deep. Yeah,
about 4.3 kilometres for like...
Your average
punter.
That's it. So the reason they think that there's all of these species that are just found there and how they're thriving so far underneath the surface is because it is based in the Southeast Pacific. It's a geologically active region, it's a bit of science chat, which is also littered with hydrothermal vents that help sustain a wide array of life. So that's really interesting.
It keeps it warm for them down there.
It does.
Like a little space heater.
Yeah.
That's just running all the time. Oh, I just can hang around that. And, oh, there's a tasty lobster to eat.
My theory is that, I don't know, like Nickelodeon or Disney or something like that's going to pick this story up and they're going to make a movie from it because stuff looks interesting.
They're all weird looking, yeah?
Yeah, and one of the largest, they're calling it underwater mountains, reaches up to, get this, 70% of the height of Mount Everest. That's how gigantic these underwater mountains are.
That's pretty decent. And there's probably no poo bags on it either, which is good too, you know?
If I was brave enough, I'd take one of those little, like, one-man pod submarines down there and have a look, hey?
Wouldn't it be a thrill? It'd be just amazing.
How can people say for certainty that Loch Ness Monster doesn't exist? We're discovering new species all the time.
Exactly.
The depths of the ocean, so undiscovered.
That is true. The depths of the ocean are undiscovered. Loch Ness, though, little lake, basically. They've seen everything in it.
In Scotland.
No. It's a floating log.
Stop.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, guys, at the weekend, got to try this new Italian place. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not new, but it's new to me.
La Familia,
it's
yes.
It's called Market Street Basement. You ever heard of that?
No.
That was my exact reaction.
Where is that?
On Market Street, right in the city.
That's right.
Yeah, the name. It's this little like bar, and then the food is unreal.
Okay.
So good.
What'd you have?
This like lamb skewers with like these pickles and stuff, and
doesn't sound Italian.
Yeah, authentic Italian.
Yeah, okay.
It was, and there's all these great pastas. My wife Emmy, she had like this seafood pasta with vongole, and oh my god,
right?
Treat yourself.
Fancy.
If you're after a delicious Italian meal, and you know, there's a lot of great places to have one in Newcastle, but add this to your list.
Or come to my house. I'll give you a good meal.
Oh, that sounds like a nice invitation.
I bet you I can make better pasta. I'll challenge it.
Oh,
there you go.
That is a big call.
To see that.
When's this happening?
No, I'm not going to say because I don't know if I want you guys in my house. I'm here.
No, I'm telling you now for free. That you is not the end of that claim.
Yeah.
That is not getting, you know, lost away into the abyss.
No.
Following that up.
One light comment you think you can get out of your best pasta in Newcastle claim?
Yeah, not
happening.
Yeah, no. I'm not a dog owner, but we can all get around this story. So
sure.
Dog owners across Carrington literally have no excuse now not to dispose of their dog's poop and their bags correctly, after a resident took matters into her own hands. So, this woman has posted in a Facebook community page, as we all do, approving of people tossing their dog poo and their bags into her red bin after adorning her rubbish with stickers encouraging a clean area.
So, what's, like, they're putting these, what sort of stickers are these?
So basically there's two types of stickers on her bin, but one of the main one that you can see, it's a kind of a big circle, and it's got like this icon of like a dog taking a poo.
Right. Okay. Like a silhouette or something, is it?
Yeah.
I can imagine it
a
already.
A caricature. Yeah. The whole squatting situation.
Right,
going
okay.
On.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny. So I think she's got these online. So, like, you can just buy them online, but she has heaps of spares as well. But it's like, yeah, it's in this green circle. So, you know, green means go, green means approved. It's got a big tick as well. And it just says, you know, put your dog poo in here.
Because a lot of people always, and we have talked about this on the show in the past, is it all right to just drop a bagged poo in a random person's bin?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And look,
because a lot of people a lot of people think you can't do that. It's not your bin. Stephen, I think you're a big drop it in any bin you see type person, aren't
Bin's
you?
A bin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bin's a bin. However, I do believe in the fact that it only should be approved of if the bin is already on the street ready to be collected. You can't just go into someone's yard and just throw it
in. I'm a fence leaner. If I can reach it leaning over the fence, it's fair game.
All right, that's fine.
See, this, I feel like we had this debate. But if you've got one of those stickers, then you can lean over the fence, I guess.
Absolutely.
It's like, we don't mind as long as you don't leave it on the street.
Well, that's what this lady has said. There's also a second sticker on the front that details and says, keep Carrington tidy. Dog owners welcome to use this bin. Please place your properly bagged dog waste in here. So she's given the green tick of approval, quite literally.
Because sometimes, some places, and I think Carrington might be a bit of a problem for it,
is
on the street poos.
You've got to clean it up, don't you?
Nothing worse, is there? I mean, it's just, it's like a breakdown in society when that happens.
Well, that's it. I think whether you're a bin leaner or a bin leaver, we all agree, you got to bag it, don't you?
Yeah, like, let's have more of those leaning approved stickers around Newcastle, because I think it'll help with the waste problem.
UFM. The Novos.
All right, now, I've got some good news for families around Newcastle.
Ooh,
right?
Hallelujah.
Well, my family doesn't live in Newcastle. It still rings so true because my folks live in Perth. That's where I grew up. Yeah, so even though I don't get to see them that often, I still try and call them once every week or so to make sure, you know, I'm still up with what's going on at home and, you know.
Yeah, he's a good boy, isn't he? I mean, just before the show, he was lamenting, oh, it's been 2 weeks. Oh, I need to call home.
He's panicking a bit.
Overdue. Because I haven't spoken to my mum in probably about 3 weeks.
Oh, she'd be worrying.
No, he'd be in the bad books for that, I reckon.
She'd be worrying about
him. Where is my eldest?
Well, I tried to call over the weekend.
Sure.
But mum busy. Dad's home, though. So anyway, I had a bit of a chat to Dad, a quick yarn to Dad.
Yep.
Anyway, for the last couple months, it's been a bit like, you know what it's like with Dad sometimes? It's a bit hard to, like,
have a conversation with them to know what to talk about.
Well, just, and as well, when you're having a conversation over the phone, it's not a great environment to, I guess, like, naturally flow on with conversation. It's not like conversation doesn't organically move from point to point. You kind of have got a bullet list of things that you like, oh, this is what happened in my life, and this is what happened, and you kind of go through them all.
Right.
Anyway, so
after that, you're all good?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Done. I'll let you back to it then, eh?
Yeah.
Back to what? I was just sitting watching TikTok. Yeah, anyway, so it's been a bit of, for the last couple of months, oh, how's work? Yeah, good. You? Yeah, good. You know, oh, yeah, how's things at home? Yeah, good. All that kind of...
Put mum on.
Real obligatory small talk, right? But on the weekend, me and my old man spoke for close to an hour, right?
What happened?
Well, footy's back, isn't it? Footy is back. I was chatting to Dad Sunday morning. Of course, he wanted to talk about the footy that happened Saturday, you know.
Okay.
On Knights played Melbourne. He was like, you watched the game? Yeah, of course I had it on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, me too.
Suddenly you've got a shared interest again.
Oh, it is back. I'm telling you, this is great news for families around Newcastle and the Hunter. Because, like, on Saturday, I was like, I'd done me chores. I was like, oh, what am I going to do for the afternoon? Chucked on the telly. Footy's on again. It's so good, but I'm so excited just to have it on in the background while you're doing bits and bobs. And
yeah, it's something really comforting about that. I feel that way about football and AFL.
I don't know. It's just, I'm very excited. So, we talked a bit about the NRL and, of course, being from Perth, my old man wanted to talk about the AFL for a bit as well. So we chat about that. You know, that's two little half-hour blocks.
And then you've suddenly got an hour.
And I'm like, oh, God.
We can book in for next Saturday, same time, same place. Yeah, I'll chat to you then. Sounds good.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
I think we spoke about it briefly yesterday, but uni's back on.
Oh, yes.
Lots of people, you know, starting the grind once again at uni.
Is it
a bit of a slog?
So have we gone past O week then?
I think so. I think we're past.
That would have been last week,
maybe. Yeah, it's the first week of classes this week.
Right.
O week's normally a week prior to that, isn't it?
A couple of toga parties, all that sort of gear.
I don't even know if they do those anymore. I don't know.
They used to do like an O week celebration at the Great Northern.
Really?
I don't know if they do anymore, because that was a sponsor of the uni.
Right.
I'm not sure if it still is a sponsor of the uni, but you used to do like real. I remember like a bit of a hack last year, O week. I'm a student. You know, $3 schooners or whatever it was.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
That's so good.
What a hack. There you go. Yeah. There's one to keep in mind.
Moving forward. But yeah, so my. My partner Siobhan, her cousin who we're living with, Angus.
Yeah.
His first day at uni today.
Uh oh.
On his 21st birthday.
Bless. Happy birthday.
Welcome to the real world, mate.
Yeah.
Working on your birthday. It only gets worse from here, doesn't it?
Yes,
that
it does.
Certainly
goes
does.
Downhill.
Jeez, all that to play for. Well, good luck to all the uni students out there.
Have fun.
Exactly. Emmy, my wife, went out for lunch with a friend just the other day. They were having a chat, having a bite to eat. And she,
do you know where they went?
Not off the top of my head,
A little secret spot.
Yeah, well, I wasn't invited.
A hideaway from Creever.
Exactly, it was a girls' lunch, right? Yeah, so off they went. They're obviously chit-chatting and all that. And then comes time to order, what do you want? And the friend goes, I've got to have the duck. And Emmy said, oh, okay, sure. Well, why is that? What's drawn you to having like a whole half duck or something? It's quite a lot for one person. Oh, my boyfriend doesn't like to eat any meat with bones in it So whenever I'm out to eat without him, I, like, you know, really, really take the opportunity to eat meat with bones in it.
That's so strange. So, like, no chicken drumsticks.
All that's
so
not
all you have is chicken breast. That's it.
Well, it can originally have bones in it, but she has to cut it out before cooking it.
Oh, but that's where the flavour is.
That's what I said,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's outrageous.
Which is, and she said, like, it's so frustrating. So even, like, a lamb chop has to be cut off the bone, or a steak, like a T-bone, you have to cut off before cooking.
Imagine
it.
You're this guy's family. You got like a full leg of a ham for Christmas.
Yeah.
You've got to cut it all off before cooking.
That's
crazy, isn't it? It's ludicrous.
It is such a weird thing. But then it got me thinking, and we were talking about it. She goes, actually, I know someone else who has the same rule.
That's very strange.
So they never have seafood or anything because, well, like, fish has so many bones, you can't take them out.
Oh, well, fair enough. Yeah.
And so no foods with bones in, like, no meat with bones in it.
Just go vegan.
But this is the thing, some people have weird eating rules.
Mm.
And this is what I wanted to move into here. 4967 4105. What is your weird eating rule? Or maybe someone in your family, you know? That's sort of area we're after here.
Yeah, so give us a call, 4967 4105, or of course get in touch on Instagram as well, at @thenovos_. Win yourself a family pass to the Newcastle show.
Free tickets, that'll save you heaps of money.
The one that springs to my mind, which is not quite the same, but it is a weird rule nonetheless, is that when my dad has a salad, none of the items can be touching. They all have to be separate. You can't mix the salad in together.
Yep.
So, like, if you were to have,
I thought that was a salad.
So, if you were to have, like a Greek salad, for example, the olives would never be touching the feta, and that would never be touching, like, the tomato. It would never be touching the lettuce. You know, it can't mix it. Everything
has
to be separate.
All lined up on the plate?
Yeah, they're all in little piles, but they can't touch each other. They're all separate. Has to be. They can't be mixed.
Okay,
oh, dude.
That's another example of a weird eating rule.
Yes.
So, if you've got one, 4967 4105, just for sharing it, you get yourself a free family pass to the Newcastle show.
Heck
and
yeah.
It doesn't have to be your rule either.
No.
Dobbing someone you know. Who's just an absolute weirdo, for a better word.
Maybe a family member, maybe a friend who you go out to lunch with occasionally, you go, I could not live with that person. That's such a weird eating rule.
What's your eating rule, Ari?
I'm going to dob in my brother and sister-in-law here separately. So my brother is a weird stickler for sauce. So basically, if we always have to have the barbecue sauce on the dinner table if we have any potato-style dish. So potato bake, mash,
what?
even gnocchi or chips, like it's
gnocchi.
Yeah, has to have a mountain of sauce, otherwise he won't eat it. And then Sarah, my sister-in-law, she's got a thing for salt, so she'll bring her own little plastic doggy bag looking thing of like thick cut salt, and then pour the whole thing on top, and it's just a salt dish.
Well, call me weird then, because I can get behind that.
a whole bag of it.
I love salt.
There we go. All right. Robbie in Charlestown, what's your weird eating rule?
Well, it's not mine, it's my husband's. But if I do a meat, like a roast chicken or barbecue or whatever, and I have a tossed salad, and there's beached on the table, he eats the meat first on the plate. And once he's finished his meat, then he puts his tossed salad on the plate, eats that. And when he's finished that, he puts his beetroot on the plate, then eats that.
Oh,
so that, not even on the same plate?
No.
Can't be. That's definitely a weird eating rule.
That is odd, isn't it?
Ultimate categorization right there. Okay, now let's head over to Stockton right now. Good morning, Danielle. What's your weird eating habits or rules?
Good morning. I am with the friend of a friend of a friend. And I cannot, for as long as I can remember, I cannot eat meat off the bone. Like, there's something about it. I'll get, like, my husband to, if we have, like, a pork chop, to cut the bone off on my plate before I will eat it. Like, I'm some sort of child.
So you can't... You don't like the feeling of eating off a bone, or do you not just like touching it?
I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint it, but it's like gross. And like a chicken drumstick, like that little pink bit on the meat, like, but I know the closer the bone, the healthier it is, but I just mentally can't do it.
There we go.
And I've also got a friend who, after she has something to eat, She has her little piece of chocolatey and she washes it down with water. I find that weird.
That is bizarre.
That is bizarre as well.
Another one in the no bone club.
Weird. You can't put a finger on it either. That's, no. I don't know, I find that odd. Anyway, we're to Spears Point next. Callum, let us know, what's your weird eating rule?
My weird eating rule is I only eat tempura nuggets, I only eat crumb chicken schnitzel, I poach my chicken before I eat it, and I only have Neapolitan ice cream, but I only eat the chocolate.
What? Oh. There's a lot going on there. How about you buy chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't like normal chocolate ice cream. I've got to get the Coles brand Neapolitan.
That
very
is
interesting.
This is so strange. I feel like Callum's less of an eating rule and more of an eating rule book.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's wild, isn't it?
I would read that book.
105.3.
105.3.
UFM.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest.
Money, money, money.
Deluxe.
Yeah, get yourself $60 to spend how you like at Sherwood Coffee, of course. They're coffee for locals, by locals.
Oh, so delicious.
Yeah. And you were listening off some of the toasted sandwiches before.
Oh, my God.
Phenomenal. So they've got, you know, if you feel like a bit of a change up from the old Eggs Benny or, you know, the full English or whatever.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff knocking about there as well.
Oh, my God. They've got a great looking Reuben as well. Oh, that's right up my alley. Man.
A weak spot. The yes. saltiest of all the sandwiches. Of course,
and
I love it.
And you can see it has cracked sea salt on top of it as well.
Oh, stop that. 4967405, of course, that magic number. We are playing Lowest to Luxe. Should we meet our Novocastrian contestant?
Sure should.
Sherwood.
Sherwood Coffee.
We'll go to Spears Point. Morning, Callum. How's things?
Good, thank yourself, mate.
Yeah, very well. Do you understand how Lowest Deluxe works?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, super simple. Basically, three items. You got to list them from the least to the most expensive or the lowest to luxe. So, best of luck, mate. I'll give you three items and give you a bit of time to deliberate, of course. All right. Item number one is the Bare Wonder Essential Daily Face Oil from Sephora in Charlestown. Mm. We've got item number two, the Nerf Elite 2.0 Eagle Point RD8 Blaster from Target. And you've got the Pro Gear 15-inch Ladies Pomade Retro Vintage Bike 700C in blue. Get this from Bunnings Katara.
Jeez.
That's some interesting product.
So we've got the Daily Face Oil from Sephora. We've got the Nerf Gun. And we've got the Vintage Retro Bike from Bunnings. What are your thoughts, Callum?
I think it goes in that order.
All right, so you think that the face oil is the least expensive?
The lowest.
Followed by the Nerf gun and then finishing with the bike?
Yeah.
All right, well, I can inform you now that the Bare Wonder Essential Daily Face Oil from Sephora is $190.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Not cheap.
What I told you, my jaw hit the floor when I read this.
Nerf gun's number one.
It's crazy. Honestly, this beauty stuff costs so much. Yeah. It's expensive to be a lady.
Yeah. Rip off. It's a rip off to be a lady.
That's why I'm broke.
This is a diamond. Right.
Well, so the Nerf gun, which had in second, is $35.
Oh, no.
And then the retro bike was $259. So you just won off. If you swapped those first two, you would have got it. But unfortunately, walking away with nothing. Thanks for playing, though, Callum.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, this next story, lads, is actually, it's got me hooked, okay? Because I love fast food. I love me some KFC, even some Subway if you want to class that as fast food, some Henny Penny, love it.
No, fast food, Subway doesn't count, it's healthy. It's good for you. I don't care what anyone says.
Allegedly.
A salad in it.
Yeah, that's it. Plenty of green.
Well, this story involves a self-titled businessman, he's made headlines, claiming that he nabbed hundreds of free meals from Macca's by using only ChatGPT.
Now, this is
pretty... there nothing that's sacred?
No.
Is there anything that ChatGPT won't touch?
AI infiltrates everything. Can use it to all your advantages. And I'm behind this use, okay?
So how's he done it?
So he's given a step-by-step guide, actually, on how he's done this.
Got my pen and paper ready.
Here we go.
I do.
Nice sound effect. So the first thing that he does is actually steal receipts from tills or tables at a McDonald's restaurant and then uses their unique code that's listed on them to fill in the McDonald's feedback survey.
So he's goes around the car park or whatever. Yeah, say you're down, you know, Broadmeadow Maccas or whatever.
Yeah.
You're looking, oh, there's a receipt. I'll grab that one. Someone's just chucked it.
Yeah, because usually you don't look at your receipts, so what for?
Yeah, falling on the ground. You're picking up litter. Actually, a service to the environment.
Right, okay, tick.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
But then he uses the AI to write fake complaints, claiming that he's had a horrible experience at the chain.
Oh, it's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Yeah, just like, and basically he's just saying, okay, ChatGPT, write how bad my experience was at this McDonald's. And then it comes up with, like,
a little
in 1,200
story.
Characters. Yeah. And actually, apparently, they can be really horrible. Anyway, so he fills in an email, then he goes, boom, in like 12 hours, a representative will send you an email back with either 1 to 4 meal vouchers completely for free, just so that you don't go and basically drag them on the internet. You know what I mean?
Wow. Mm. I mean, whilst...
You don't need ChatGPT.
Maccas feels like a big enough of a company that they're not worried by that sort of stuff.
No,
like a couple free meals doesn't bother them that much.
$1 billion enterprise or whatever it is. Like, yeah.
But at the same time, it feels kind of wrong, doesn't it?
Oh, of course it's wrong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't really be doing this.
Yeah, we certainly don't condone this Robin Hood type behavior.
But you know what? I mean, times be tough. If this is going to work for you, I don't mind you doing it.
Ari's endorsing this behaviour.
Yeah, I am, actually.
I'm saying it seems wrong, so I'm saying you shouldn't do it.
Okay.
I just feel like it feels like a low, doesn't it, going around scavenging for Macca's receipts.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the bit that I lose all interest. I lose motivation trying to do that.
It's actually quite a bit of work. Rummaging for the receipt, looking up the its website, doing the order code.
Worth it.
Copy and pasting from the GPT. Oh, yeah, I'm actually bored.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, I checked the letterbox the other day.
The old
Hamilton Chateau, right?
Oh, good story.
And there's a little pamphlet in there about the renos that are about to start, or I guess the redevelopment that's about to start at Gregson Park.
Oh,
so, that's obviously near where I am. They've got a memorial there and the cannons and all that. Like, it is a pretty cool park.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is what they're saying is going to be as part of their new redevelopment. So, there'll be a variety of traditional play equipment as well as a range of accessible and nature-based options.
What does that mean? It's got trees.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Including as well indigenous elements, including a yarning circle.
Oh, they're cool.
And a bush tucker garden. Enrich learning of native edible plants. Now, what I hear is normally I cut through Gregson Park on my way home from Beaumont Street after a big night.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Maybe Gregson Park is overtaking Cappadocia as my meal home. Bit of bush tucker there.
Yeah, on the way home, get yourself some finger limes, a bit of, you know, I don't know, other native foods there are.
Yeah.
Wattle seed flower. Uh-huh. Yes, please.
Well, that's the point of this garden is we'll learn new varieties. Yeah. But, you know, maybe no longer am I spending $25 at Cappadocia.
Replace a cheeky kebab.
Free food on the way home. That's a win for everyone.
It certainly is. Yesterday, went to walk my dog Molly in the park before dinner, so like 7:30, something like that.
Yep. Awesome.
Head down there. It's quite a few people there as the, you know, evening starts to cool down and it starts to get a little bit dark.
Not so unbearable outside.
That's right. God, the heat really started to turn it down at that time. Mm-hmm. The unbearableness, though, became, I guess, back to unbearableness.
Right.
Because as I was walking down there, I swear you could hear it, this sort of sound.
Breeze?
Thought it was a breeze, but it was in fact a swarm of mosquitoes that descended on the park, and suddenly you're swatting every part of your body, you know, just constantly.
It's that swat.
You should have just cut your losses and ran away.
Well, even if you did, you'd be chased, wouldn't you? And what do you have to walk the dog each day.
They sense
you
fear. The mosquitoes
as well. They do.
They can smell you in the air, and the mosquitoes...
Oh,
they have been so bad this year.
Have they, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Have you not noticed?
I really haven't.
Cameron Park may be exempt, right? I'm not sure. It's a bit drier out there,
we
to be
pay
fair.
For no mosquitoes. That's what we're paying for.
So right, right. That's why they're so high.
Yeah.
I was outside yesterday doing an undisclosed activity. Pilates with my partner Siobhan. Anyway, as the sun was going down.
This is in Hamilton.
Yeah, and we were getting swarmed as well.
Oh, no.
It wasn't quite the swarm like that.
Yeah.
But they were constantly swatting, which takes away some of the zen and the calm of your Pilates, which you're trying to achieve.
It's such a bad problem at the moment. I think this year might be one of the worst in history.
That's a big claim.
Yeah, well, I mean, you try walking around, Mayfield, as you said, you know, Hamilton, Carrington, that sort of area. I'm itching just thinking about it.
Here near the Sandgate Swamp, out the back of work.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good luck. That's bad.
That's why you actually have to run to your car when you come out of the Sandgate bunker. Between here and the car, they're so bad.
The bosses, they think, geez, these guys hate their job. They're so keen to get home. We're just trying to survive.
That's it. So you don't get carried away by them. Here's what I want to do. 4967-4105. How bad are they in your area? And do you have any products that actually work?
Yes.
Because there are so many, I guess, like stories about mozzie traps or whatever, and they're always just a con.
And AeroGuard makes you cough your lungs up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It smells kind of funny. Makes you sticky too.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, have you got anything better than AeroGuard? And how bad are they at your place? 4967-4105. I'm itching just thinking about it. All right, to Spears Point first. Kathy, have you got mozzies and what product works?
Citronella oil.
Citronella. Okay. So you're burning it with a little candly thing, or what are you doing?
Well, you can actually apply it to your skin.
Ooh.
What? I've never heard that before.
Okay.
Well, citronella oil is a natural extract from a grass plant, and we can apply it directly onto our skin.
With no ill effects. That's a good one. All right.
So similar to like aloe vera with a sunburn.
Well, that's it. I often do enjoy grass products.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe well, I have to try this tip from Kathy. Yeah,
yeah, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Let's head over to Deanne in Fern Bay. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. What's your situation with mosquitoes and what's your hacks to kind of ward them away?
I actually don't get affected at all by mosquitoes, so I can sort of sit there and everyone else around me gets bitten.
And you're, ha, 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 I am Deanne.
So, yeah, so I'm one of the lucky ones. But my partner and my daughter get attacked, so you can never sit outside. So I found online little mosquito zappers. They're like a little mini one. And they seem to work wonders. I took them outside now, and we could actually sit outside and have dinner, and which is nice.
So are they like battery operated or something, Deanne?
Yeah, well, USB charged, and so they're only sort of tiny. So it's like the old bug zappers that were massive that you had to plug in.
Yeah.
But these ones are only like a little mini one.
Okay, like a personal bug zapper that you just charge up off your phone. God, we are living in the future, aren't
we? I do like the attack as well of finding someone around you who's more prone to getting bitten by mosquitoes. Always away. My brother's an absolute magnet for him.
Yeah, that's perfect.
We'll head to Windale next. Katrina, what's your story with the mozzies? How are you getting rid of them?
Well, we use a product called Skintastic. You buy it at Woolworths or Coles. It's in a little clear bottle, and it's not full of fluorocarbons as a bump back. And it's got an orange lid, and it's only about $5 or $6, and it's brilliant, and it doesn't leave your skin sticky.
Oh, see, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, because AeroGuard makes you feel so gross, doesn't it?
It works, and it doesn't leave your skin sticky, and it's cheap.
Do you own shares in this company?
That was a guilty laugh. Yeah.
I think guilty chuckle. As charged.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I've made my aspirations pretty clear for the 2032 Olympics, of course, happening in Brisbane.
Your plan is to get in pistol shooting, isn't it?
Correct. And no offence to any of those who participate in said sport. Look at you, Dan Ripicoli. But I reckon probably the easiest sport to get in the Olympics for.
Shooting?
Yes.
Have you ever shot a gun?
Nah,
I don't, or anything?
I don't think it'd be that hard, but...
Nerf guns don't count.
Shot like an air rifle once, you know, like a farm property.
All right.
Wasn't that hard. In a couple cans. I was like, how good's this?
Well, I believe it when I see it.
Anyway.
This is so ridiculous, Ari. He thinks he's going to get in the Olympics. He's never fired a gun.
Dare to dream.
I think it'd be the easiest sport to get in for. 10-meter pistol shooting. You kidding? What could go wrong in 10 meters? Anyway. I've made my aspirations fairly clear, but I think I'm going to have to start practicing because someone by the username of Vagatoo on Newcastle Reddit has started asking questions about sport shooting and where to start training, where to find the equipment, all that kind of stuff.
This is your rival, Stephen.
Someone is coming for my spot on that 2032 Olympic team.
Watch out.
Because you do covet getting in the Olympics and the Olympic Village specifically, don't you?
I think it'd be so fun. Imagine how good of a week that'd be.
Partnership One would not be happy about that.
Well, you know, you're in the Olympics.
Watch out, girl.
Anyway, all I'm saying is, Vagatoo, I'm coming for you. You better watch out. You think you're getting to that Olympic spot? It's got my name on it.
Oh, geez. Watch out. Stephen is on the way.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Dreamed of living a mortgage-free life, as a lot of people do, right? Mm-hmm. It's obviously the dream for heaps of people. Have you considered moving to France?
Oh, oui, oui.
Now, obviously...
Je m'appelle.
You guys are joking about it, right? But the food is good. Ever had a croissant? They're delicious. They're from France.
Birthplace of champagne, everyone.
Mind if I do. Yes. Because I've joined this Facebook group called France Property Home Chateau French Real Estate for Sale.
You are in a dangerous spiral now, aren't you?
Because, oh my God, these beautiful houses are for sale for so cheap. It is ridiculous how cheap they are, right? So I'll give you a couple of examples just to give you a bit of an idea, right? This first one is in a place called Brittany, which is right near the coast, about 3 hours it's east of Paris.
Lovely.
Right? Over towards England. It's a beautiful countryside part of the world. You can get yourself, how's this? A lovely, like, three-bedroom stone house, fully renovated, on half an acre of land.
That's all right. That's a big
converted block. That's a big block, right? Yeah. Converted to dollars, $140,000.
You're lying.
Wow.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. There's dozens and dozens of these houses popping up every day.
Are they just in the middle of nowhere, though?
Well, I mean, on the... Like 3 hours from Paris. It's not really the middle of nowhere.
I guess it's 20 minutes
from the beach, you know? It's quiet for France. It's middle of nowhere for France.
Yeah.
But it's like here to Sydney in a bit, you know, or with a bit of traffic. Like for us, those distances are nothing.
Yeah.
And also it's just the price of real estate in France at the moment is just lower, right? So if you've got $100,000 in equity, and if you bought a house like 10 years ago, and when it went up in the pandemic, you could cash out and have money left over.
And just move over there.
Mortgage free, right? Well, how about this one? This might appeal to you, Stephen. It's an old fort that they've turned into a house, complete with watchtower, so you were talking about pistol shooting. Maybe we can't do that. But you could have your, you know, bow and arrow and be up on top of the fort. King of the castle. For a measly $200,000.
How? That doesn't even get you a caravan here.
And it's all beautiful, like stone old. I know you don't like old stuff, Stephen, but it's an old building that's been completely renovated. So it looks flashy and new. Or how about this third option? Now, this is a little bit more money. You've got to bump up to $500,000, which doesn't even buy you that rundown like box in Mayfield. That was $620,000 last week.
Yeah.
This is an 8-bedroom house with 3 bathrooms and a giant swimming pool with a beach style entrance.
Wow. You just split it with someone, don't you?
Yeah. You and your best friend, or you know, or chuck in with family, or have a small mortgage if you work from home. Just do it on the other side of the world. It is different.
That is true. Like with the state of the work from home economy at the moment,
yeah,
you couldn't you?
Yeah,
you really could.
My friend works in some like traffic department for the government or something like that.
Yep.
She said, I haven't been into the office in 2 years.
Wow.
She could, possible.
She could sell her little flat, right, in Hornsby or whatever it is, mm-hmm. just down the M1, and live in this 10-bedroom mansion, mortgage-free.
Wow.
That's something I'm seriously considering.
Food for thought yes. is all I'll say.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Can you hear that? What's happening in the distance there?
It's magic.
Certainly is.
Oh, you guys crack me up. Well, okay, to all my Novocastrian friends who are fans of the franchise Harry Potter, the books, the movies. Well, now there's a series. There is a series, ladies and gentlemen. It is being built from the ground up, and it's going to be released in the next 2 years. This is breaking news.
Stay in your car.
Yes, don't miss it. So basically, let me just give you a little bit of a backstory. So Warner Brothers Discovery, this is kind of like a little segment of this.
Oh, yeah. Bought off this, yeah, no doubt. The rights to it or whatever.
Yeah, which is boring. It's confirmed that the new Harry Potter TV series is aiming to begin airing in 2026, and get this, this is 15 years after the release of the final Harry Potter film, part 2, number 7.
So, do we know?
Yep.
Like, they've got the new, on Netflix, I think it is, they've got that new Avatar, the Airbender.
Yes, that's
like,
coming around.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the new, like, TV series of that.
Yes.
Which follows the story of yes. the old series pretty closely.
Yes.
Does this new Harry Potter TV series follow the story of the books and stuff, or is it prequel, sequel? Do we know what's kind of happening?
Hang on. So all we know at this point in time, I've looked through it, is when it's hoping to be aired. Okay. Let me tell you this. So casting has not yet been announced for the show.
Right,
so this
okay.
is coming from the direct chief executive officer, the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery. So they did say that it's going, like, each season of the decade-long series will be based on one of the books.
Right.
They said that we're in conversations with a number of different writers to actually figure out who's going to be the person to lead the franchise for us.
Now, Ari, yes. you've been on the telly.
Yes, I have.
Which character will you play? Or could you play?
I'm actually really considering going to LA for this. I would be Hermione.
Oh,
but
okay.
The thing is, this is going to be strange, though, because I'm 26, okay?
Ariana Granger.
Granger, there we go. But the first step for us, this is a direct quote again from the CEO, is figuring out who the showrunner is going to be once we get that locked down. Then we can start having the conversations about casting. But they do say that the tricky part is the first two books, which is what they're going to cover as well, where the kids are on the younger end, around 11 or 12. So they're going to have a casting change all the time for Ron, Harry and Hermione, of course, and, you know, Malfoy and things like that.
So do you think you can do the 11-year-old one?
Do I look young enough to do that? My wrinkles are starting to show.
Where? I don't see a single one.
I kind of hope. Yeah. I have been watching this new live action of the Avatar Last Airbender.
Yes.
I hope that it feels like with that they've casted based on what they think the characters should look like rather than the best actors.
Mm.
I hope they just pick the best actors.
Yeah,
and they don't
compromise
and go, oh, we need to find people who look similar to progress through.
Yeah, I don't think that should matter at all. I mean, the Weasleys with the red hair, sure. But the thing is, the acting has to be elite for this to work.
Good luck is all I can say.
This is so exciting, though, because a lot of the people around, like, I've read the books.
Yes.
A lot of the people are like, oh, movies don't have enough time to cover everything that's in the book.
And they don't.
If you've got a whole series of it, though, that you're probably going to be able to do it justice, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Harry Potter fans, rejoice.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
And I like to claim, guys, that I am a Novocastrian, right?
You claim?
Hey, been here 10 minutes. Come on, mate.
I've been here for a while now, and I'm slowly starting to tick off, you know, some of the, I guess, institutions that Newcastle has to offer.
Sure.
So I'm trying to get around town and see all the exciting stuff that's happening, and, you know, of course, like when the ocean baths reopened, I was first there, wanted
cutting
to make sure
ribbon.
I have a swim.
Yeah. Snip, snip.
You know, all that kind of exciting stuff. But there is one institution that I'm yet to go to.
Yeah.
Antojitos.
Haven't you been?
Nah, I'm going tonight for the first time. So I'm going with Siobhan's family. It's her cousin's 21st tonight. So we're all going for a bit of a family dinner.
Ooh, a little spicy margarita, perhaps?
Well, this is what I was going to ask. If you guys got any, like, suggestions, perhaps, for Antietam, something I've got to order.
Spicy margarita.
Yeah, no, that's it.
All of the food is, like, everything I've tried is good.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, so you're up for a delicious meal.
So it sounds like liquid diet for tonight.
Yeah, that's sounds it. Like the... Maybe a couple of corn chips on the side just to get your fruit and veg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Shoot for 2 and 5, all that kind of good stuff. Well, I'm excited to go and I'm excited to try it all. It's been a while since I've had a nice Mexican feed, so...
Treat yourself.
Indeed, indeed. And it's rumoured there's one coming to Mayfield as well.
Well, that is the rumour. They've already started working on it. I saw a couple of, like... overpainted old bits of wood.
Oh, yeah,
classic for that sort of decor. So that'll be fun. Can't wait for it to, I guess, expand. Now, though, we move to Cameron Park. Your part of the world, Ari.
It's home.
That's right, because somebody's selling on the local at Cameron Park Facebook group.
Uh-huh.
They are selling Taylor Swift The Eras Tour wristbands.
Now, what the hell for?
These are when you go to the if you go to the Taylor Swift concert, you get this little like ribbon wristband, and it has a little LED light that flashes.
I think it's to allow you in and out as well, and all that kind. You get the same when you go to any concert or festival, you know.
Right.
Now, usually you just rip that thing off at the end of the night, chuck it in the bin. But this person has gone, you know what, Taylor Swift. Pretty popular, and a lot of people didn't get to go to the concert, but maybe wish they could either have the bragging rights or feel like they did. So they're selling these wristbands for $40 each.
Wow.
They've also the battery is run out, so they've stopped flashing, and it's not like you can replace it. It's what disposable, basically, right?
If you were lucky and got on early and managed to get a ticket for you and a friend or something like that for 150 each, you've essentially got one of your tickets for free.
If you can sell the two wristbands, there's $80 that you weren't expecting to get back. It's pretty smart if they sell.
Yeah.
Now, they've also said postage is available. So if you're thinking, oh, Cameron Park, that's a long way from, you know, Anna Bay or something. Yeah. I don't want to make the drive. Just get it shipped. Another, I don't know, $10-$20 probably.
Wow.
There's $100. I mean, on the one hand, I think how ridiculous. On the other hand, how entrepreneurial.
Well, I was about to say something in line quite similar. Like, my first thought when you just started talking about it, Crevo, I was like, these are my people. Why are they being so dumb for? Like, that's just stupid.
Cameron Park.
However, now that I think about it, opposite. That's very smart. You're making money off nothing, and it's brilliant, and I support it. Well done.
It is essentially nothing, isn't it?
If I've learned anything from walking around your shop, Crevo, of course Crevo's on Clyde, is that something is only worth what another person's willing to pay for it.
I agree.
That is so true. Some stuff you think, that's not worth
it's going to be junk. But if someone's willing to pay lots of money for it, that becomes its value.
So if you went to the Taylor Swift concert, you might be sitting on a gold mine.
Well, we learn all that from Antiques Roadshow now, don't we?
It's so true.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Home of the most tickets in town to the Newcastle show. You want to be listening at all times. You might win them any time, in fact.
Well, that's it. There's plenty right throughout the day as well. You just want to make sure, you know, you are listening. But, of course, we have only local winners here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now let's give away some show tickets, hey?
Right now. Let's do it right now to Danielle in Stockton, who also we're talking about weird eating rules. Can't eat meat off the bone.
That's a strange one.
Seems like all the best meats come off the bone.
That's what I think. Anyway, Danielle is off to the Newcastle show. Family pass all yours.
Ka-ching indeed. We're pretty much done and dusted for the day, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's do another prize, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah, Deanne in Fern Bay, you can have some Jets tickets. Simple as that. You helped us out with some good tips for how to deal with mozzies.
Yeah,
massive game Saturday as well.
Oh, yeah.
F3 Derby.
Take some repellent with you.
That's a good tip.
The Coast Gum are on their way to Newcastle.
Come on, the Jets.
Sorry if I've offended anyone. Not really sorry.
You don't sound sorry. Now, Stephen, what are you up for the rest of the day? What are you up to?
You haven't been listening. I'm off to Antojitos, Crevo.
That's tonight, I thought, isn't it?
So this afternoon, not doing a whole lot, really. A bit of, like, life admin, bits and bobs.
Boring.
Thinking about maybe going to the gym, but because, you know, I'm not going to footy training tonight. Going out for dinner instead.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might pass on that.
Yeah, you've just...
Just not feeling it,
feeling
hey.
A bit off.
Why don't you just go for a run like a normal human?
Yeah, good idea, Steve.
Why don't you come with me for a run? Let's go for a run.
There's a fun activity.
I want to outrun him. I want to see how fast I am compared to him.
I was going to say, there is no chance I'm going to run with you, Ari, because you would run rings around me. There is no way I'd keep up.
Hence why I want to.
And on that note, it's time to wrap. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone.
And catch you then, hey.
Bye. Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.